From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump via Twitter has denied that he recorded his conversations with former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey. This after weeks of uncertainty about whether the president had installed the White House taping system and recorded two private conversations with Comey. White House Deputy Chief Spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked why the president took weeks to address this.
I think it was pretty clear in that original statement that he hoped for his sake, and that was, I think, the very intention. And he's laid out his position on whether or not he personally was involved in that in his tweet today.
Comey has said the president urged him to curb the agency's investigation into Russia's meddling of the 2016 presidential election, which Mr. Trump denies. After weeks of closed-door negotiations, Senate Republicans unveiled a draft bill to overhaul America's health care system and replace what is widely known as Obamacare, drawing criticism from Democrats, some moderate and conservative Republicans, as well as some members of the general public. Protesters like Barbara Bearden showed up at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport Thursday after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell released a 142-page proposal.
After reading an article or a few articles on what it contained, I decided that that was unacceptable as far as I was concerned. I'm a person who is on the ACA myself. I don't receive a subsidy, but I think that healthcare is a human right. And I think that people who do receive subsidies need them, and they have them for a reason. So I'm here to protect their ability to get healthcare, regardless of their income.
Republicans need 50 of their 52 senators to vote for the bill if it is to pass. This is VOA News. The wait for visitor visas to the United States could get a little longer. White House and State Department officials said Thursday that a new executive order revoking an Obama-era guideline on processing times at consulates was made in the interest of vetting and national security. The brief order signed by U.S. President Donald Trump deletes part of a 2012 order that sought to expedite the processing time for non-immigrant visas, including those needed by students and tourists. The original order, issued by then-President Barack Obama, called on the State Department to ensure that 80% of non-immigrant visa applicants are interviewed within 3 weeks of receipt of application. The new order comes amid months of efforts by the Trump administration to wield executive powers over certain immigration policies and implement what officials refer to as extreme vetting. A powerful car bomb blast in Pakistan's city of Quetta has killed at least 9 and injured almost 20 people. Local police said explosives in a car parked close to the office of the chief of provincial police were detonated by remote control Friday morning. 4 members of the armed forces were also injured in that attack. That's according to intelligence sources. Antonio Tajani, the president of the European Parliament, said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain following the country's decision to leave the bloc. But he urged cooperation in future dealings.
The UK will leave the European Union, not Europe. For this is important to pave the way also for good relations after the separation. It is important to cooperate with the UK also the day after on terror against the terrorism, on defense. London is a member of NATO.
EU leaders opened a 2-day summit Thursday in Brussels to address everything from Britain's planned exit, along with terrorism, migration, and other issues facing Europe. British Prime Minister Theresa May told reporters prior to the summit she was looking forward to constructive negotiations. She said the talks Thursday would focus on the way British citizens living in the EU and EU citizens living in Britain will be affected by Britain's exit. Turkey has deployed 23 additional military personnel to Qatar and sent a cargo ship carrying food to the tiny Gulf state. 3 weeks ago, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut diplomatic and economic ties with Qatar over concerns that the nation was supporting terrorist groups. Those are accusations that Qatar has denied. Turkey has stood behind it during the dispute, providing the desert nation with food and pledging military support. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.